I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative networks, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
And
what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, January 28th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. I want to sort of unpack. I mean, I'm just going to say it. It's Friday and we'll try to keep it a little bit light, but maybe not. And probably going to have some church up in here. Not intended to be church. It's a history lesson, but it sort of, you know, it is what it is. There is a battle that has been raging. It seems to be building to the ultimate crescendo, the ultimate climax. And, you know, it's happening. It's hidden out in plain sight. And so I've been sort of unpacking that and trying to make a clear distinction between sides that have been muddied. And, you know, as far as that is concerned, I would say the word syncretism is certainly the most fitting, perhaps, conceptually. So from Wordnick, syncretism, the various definitions, American heritage, reconciliation, or fusion of differing systems of belief, as in philosophy or religion, especially when success is partial or the result is heterogeneous, which is another great word. I think of Jefferson's quote about immigration with regard to the word heterogeneous. And that meaning consisting of dissimilar elements or parts, not homogeneous. From the Century Dictionary, different in kind, widely dissimilar, unlike, foreign, incongruous. And so that's what's been going on for quite some time in America, the last, say, 100 years, certainly from the second half of the 20th century forward, since the cultural Marxists have really been influencing pop culture, if you will, contemporary society. And so that's kind of where you get that hating Breitbart introduction, the experience of these the clash of civilizations, as Samuel P. Huntington put it, which will result in Fukuyama's The End of History and the Last Man, that kind of concept. That's what we are supposed to do. We're supposed to become this chaotic, heterogeneous mass, the syncretistic heterogeneous mass that fights with itself and destroys itself, ultimately. That's kind of the operative concept. So, trying to just sort of shine a bright light on things and make clear what's been muddied, you know, and it's been muddied so that we don't get wise to what's going on, obviously. So syncretism is the operative concept. So continuing, speaking of syncretism, from the Century Dictionary, the attempted reconciliation or union of irreconcilable principles or parties, as in philosophy or religion. Aha. Specifically the doctrines. I mean, doesn't that sound like what's been going on? Think about what's been happening in recent years in schools and universities. The pronoun nonsense, for example. Choose your pronoun. And even before that, I mean, for the last 10 years or 15 years, we've been talking about how schools have been experimenting, telling children you can experiment with different lifestyles and things, and what do they call them? You know, through the video games and things. This is what parents and even students are paying thousands or tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars to have students do in school, to play a video game, to experiment with different avatars. And, you know, again, the terminology is not without meaning. What is the definition and etymology of an avatar? So this is kind of where we find ourselves in today's society. There is certainly not an effort to, there is not a widespread mainstream effort to encourage folks to return to biblical orthodoxy or perhaps the Abrahamic religions, shall we say, Jewish orthodoxy. And that is distinct from a variety of other things, and I'll just leave it at that. Or Islamic orthodoxy, as opposed to, you know, I mean, Jewish orthodoxy, as opposed to political Zionism and the Kabbalistic traditions and so forth. An Islamic orthodoxy, not radical fundamentalism, not the Wahhabi Salafi brand, but, you know, the other, what you don't hear much about. There isn't you don't see a widespread trend or any sort of encouragement by the media of, you know, for folks to return to an orthodoxy in the Abrahamic religions. Isn't that interesting? Instead, like what's happening at the universities, you know, trying to take God out of everything, introduce these conflicting ideas, and if there remains any religion in name only, particularly the Abrahamic traditions, it's in name only, but it has to be infused with some kind of selfish, self-directed misguided notion that leads people, you know, away from God. This is controversial, I understand. There will be folks who will call in and say, you know, that it is heretical for me to even speak of the Abrahamic religions altogether. Hopefully the point is well received and not missed, I guess. Does that mean that I'm, you know, suddenly turning into Billy Graham or Franklin Graham or somebody saying there are many ways? No. There's only one way. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and life. And that's it. That's the beginning and the end of the discussion. So, I mean, just to be clear, John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. So, and then, you know, how does that work? I mean, this could just, we could get off track and go down that path very quickly. Saved by grace through faith, not by works, but, you know, faith without works is dead. Is it Calvinism? Is it Arminianism? The answer is no and yes. So I'm going to set that aside too and just try to stay focused. I've mentioned the Kabbalistic in previous weeks, the Kabbalistic tradition coming forward in history, the Swedenborgian tradition the last couple of days, few days this week, and the Theosophical tradition as well. I've spoken to. And so here are some interesting things. Speaking of definition, syncretism is certainly a word. That applies and just a couple of other concepts as we sort of get going today, if my keyboard will cooperate. So, let me just preface by saying I've talked about how the Gnostic and various other traditions, you know, at the same time, you have the emergence of Christianity in the first century, you also have the Gnostic tradition, you know, combining Greek philosophy and Oriental mysticism, Eastern mysticism, and some other specific things. What you see in that also is, you know, in the Gnostic tradition, that there are, you know, kind of like what we were talking about with Emanuel Swedenborg yesterday in particular, or Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and others. You know, I won't even go down the list. Those are just I'll just leave it at that. You have the folks who, like Emanuel Swedenborg, have said, hey, I've received a divine revelation from Jesus Christ himself. And you know what? I have secret knowledge that no one else has. I've been given the ability to blah, 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 blah. And that is, I mean, just to put it simply, and kind of keep things in context, that ultimately, in simplest terms, that is heretical. Jesus Christ is, for the Christian, the Bible-believing Christian, our high priest, our intercessor. He is the one and only, the Alpha and the Omega. There is no other. So that's something that is mentioned in the Bible. And, you know, Hebrews 4, for example, just as a, and again, this is not supposed to be, I'm not saying this is, you know, this is not church. This is supposed to be a part of a history lesson to make the distinction between, you know, the authentic and the counterfeit. That's all. I am not qualified to hold church, so that's not what this is. Hebrews 4, 14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And there's more, but I'll just leave it at that. So this concept of Gnosticism, again, from Wordnick, the American Heritage Dictionary, of relating to or possessing intellectual or spiritual knowledge, the secret, mystical, esoteric wisdom. You know, that's theosophy. Of or relating to Gnosticism, a believer in Gnosticism, I mean, theosophy is just a reboot of of first century Gnosticism. That's all. Having knowledge, here's from the Century Dictionary. Tell me if this rings a bell at all from the Century Dictionary. Having knowledge, possessing mystic or esoteric knowledge of spiritual things, worldly wise, knowing, clever or smart, pertaining to the Gnostics or Gnosticism, Kabbalistic, theosophic. Wow. Hats off to you, Wordnick. Good job. A member of one of certain rationalistic sects which arose in the Christian church in the first century, flourished in the second, and had almost entirely disappeared by the sixth, which sort of reminds one of the story of, you know, Spartacus, Weishaupt, and the Illuminati crew, or, you know, the technocrats of the early 20th century. Oh, yeah, they disappeared. No, they went underground and rebooted in Columbia in particular, and Zbigniew Brzezinski sort of brought them out into, you know, full view. So again, Wordnick from the new version of Collaborative International, new, GNU, Collaborative International Dictionary of English. Here's another good one. Ecclesiastical history, one of the so-called philosophers in the first ages of Christianity, this is Gnostic, who claimed a true philosophical interpretation of the Christian religion. Their system combined Oriental theology and Greek philosophy with the doctrines of Christianity. That sounds like syncretism, doesn't it? They held that all natures, intelligible, intellectual, and material, which kind of sounds Albert Pike-ish and Karl Marx-ish and a few other folks, are derived from the deity by successive emanations, which they called eons. This is also very similar to Noah Webster's definition of Gnostic, if memory serves. So this is kind of what we're talking about. You know, these spirit guides who are led by demonic forces saying, hey, you know what? I have a divine revelation from Jesus Christ himself. And so, just trying to make a clear distinction. There's that. There's my own personal selfish stuff. Then there's these philosopher kings who say they have this divine wisdom, which is literally the definition of theosophy. And they want to, you know, help us get closer to God. Only they're leading us down a primrose path of destruction. We'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. One of my other favorite passages, which I've mentioned many times when it comes to you don't need anyone, you don't need an interpreter. You do not. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you know, natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritual appraises all things. And I think all means all there, even in a moral relativist world. Appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. Except, you know, obviously, the, you know, in context, Romans 14, You know, we all give account to one capital O. But he who is spiritual praises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? Which is quoting Isaiah 40. But we have the mind of Christ. There you go. You don't need an interpreter. So when someone says, you know, here's an interpreter, or I am an interpreter, beware. Generally speaking, I mean, I'm being a little facetious, but not much. So, speaking of this issue of Gnosticism, Patrick, sorry we missed you. Feel free to call back. I'll grab you quickly. Gnosticism, 1 John, you know, I've talked about how Colossians is sort of addressing this heretical stuff. You know, the again, the sort of Gnostic Colossians deals with the legalistic stuff. Galatians chapter 2, the Oriental, Greek philosophic speculation, Oriental mysticism, dietary stuff, Sabbath or observances, you know, circumcision, worship of angels, the practice of asceticism. But is it Colossians that I think of? When I think of, I think so. Oh, yeah. No, that's one of them. Speaking of asceticism and all of this stuff. Well, I always think of Colossians 2:16, therefore no one is to act as your judge in regard to food or drink or in respect to festival or new moon or Sabbath day. What comes before the therefore is important to read. That's the most important part. This is sort of an afterthought. But no one is to act as your judge in regard to these things. Again, back to Romans 14. Things which are a mere shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Now it's going to bother me. I can't think of it off the top of my head. The other reference. One or maybe two. Speaking of Colossians, Colossians 2:21 in particular. If you have died with Christ, well, verse 20, if you've died with Christ to the elementary principles of the world, why, as if you were living in the world, do you submit yourself to decrees such as do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, which all refer to things destined to perish with use in accordance with the commandments and teachings of men, which Jesus said ultimately are kind of like synonymous with doctrines of demons. These are matters which have to be sure the appearance of wisdom and self-made religion and self-abasement and severe treatment of the body, but are of no value against fleshly indulgence. Okay. So. And, you know, Colossians 3:5, perhaps, to put a cap on this idea. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. Stick around. Be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
My friend, yes, feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, yeah, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour, making a distinction and pointing out what is going on, what has been happening over the last couple of 200-300 years in particular, and further back, but certainly throughout our own American experience and history, the commingling of things that don't belong together, that really is kind of, you know, that is syncretism. That is the dialectical way. One of these things is different from the other. Okay, final example of what I was talking about before the break, 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 8. Paul writes to Timothy, the Spirit explicitly says that in later times some will fall away from the faith. Those of the departed from the faith. Paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. It's the same kind of Gnostic tradition, you know. There is the divine wisdom. That is the definition of theosophy. You know, there is the divine wisdom. Some spirit guide somewhere will, it's Jesus Christ himself. And I've received, you know, divine revelation that no one else has. I'm not buying it. The Spirit explicitly says that in later times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Doctrines of demons. By means of the hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience, as with a branding iron. I guess that's one of the consequences of departing from the faith. Men who forbid marriage. Are we hearing that in America today? Certainly in a traditional sort of sense, and advocate abstaining from foods which God has created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. Really? Like everything? You know, Peter gets in trouble in the book of Acts. He gets reprimanded by God himself. You know, Peter says, I won't. You know, Peter's always doing that. Jesus, I won't let this happen. Jesus says, Peter, one of us is God. It's not you. Peter says, you know, I'm hungry. God says, here, eat this. No, it's unclean. I won't do it. I won't hear of it. One of us is God, Peter. It's not you. So men who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from foods which God has created. These are just a couple of examples which God has created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. Semicolon, for it is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer. Sanctified by the means of word of God and prayer. And, you know, some of us have, you're not supposed to test God, but some of us have, from what I understand, tested God from time to time on this specific issue, praying over foods that, most people would probably find reviling. Most people don't want those things. But, you know, some people pray over them and see what happens, and I don't know, everything's fine. Everything created by God is good and nothing is to be. That's an extreme, you know, probably not the best example, obviously, but I know for a fact it's been done. No harm befell certain folks, whatever the reason, whether it was a miraculous intervention through prayer, sanctifying the food received or otherwise, no harm befell that person or persons. Anyway, continuing and pointing out these things, Paul writes to the brethren, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, constantly nourished on the words of the faith. Kind of like, you know, speaking of nourished on the words of, I don't know, it reminds me of the conversation Jesus had with the woman at the well. I'm already nourished. And they say, where did he get food? Aren't we all hungry? Let's go to McDonald's. Where did Jesus get food? He's talking about the conversation he had with the woman at the well. Constantly nourished on the words of the faith and of the sound doctrine which you have been following, but have nothing to do with worldly fables, fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. This is all dealing with sort of the Gnostic tradition, you know, all this mystery, divine wisdom, esoteric nonsense, making it real simple, real plain. So he continues, you know, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness, semicolon, for bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Simple. You know, really drawing a clear line. It's wonderful. I think it's fantastic. And couple of other examples and we'll go to the phones. So, talked about Colossians. 1 John also deals, I think I mentioned that in this recently, deals with the subject of Gnosticism, specifically the heresy of Gnosticism had begun to make inroads among churches in John's day. Among its teachings, five kind of points regarding the Gnostic teachings of the first century and also afterward to today. One, knowledge is superior to virtue. And that's kind of what, who was it that called in yesterday? We were talking about that. I think it was Patrick, I want to say. Well, it was just Lark and Patrick that called in yesterday, right? So, I think it was Patrick talking about the opposites, you know, the duality, the esoteric, Gnostic, satanic, really, duality concept. And we'll, you know, again, in the tradition of the esoteric tradition, you know, Spengler's Decline of the West in particular, the Copernican overturning, the Copernican revolution concept, that kind of thing. Anyway, knowledge is superior to virtue. And you know what? The more knowledgeable, the more virtuous, only it seems the knowledge is always of a sort of Faustian nature. That's interesting. In the theosophical divine wisdom, you know, air quotes, that sort of tradition. So knowledge is superior to virtue. Two, the non-literal sense of scripture is correct and can be understood only by a select few. There you go. See, there's that. The mystical, I am your, you know, I have secret knowledge and the non-literal interpretation. How many times do we hear that even today? Three, evil in the world precludes God's being the only creator. That's a whole separate discussion I won't get into right now. And how many people are asking questions along those lines these days? But of course, you have to make the distinction between evil and sin. There's evil, but we can't talk about sin because then we'd have to talk about our need for a savior. So that's a separate issue too. Four, the incarnation is incredible. Because, as in not possible, because deity cannot unite itself with anything material such as a body. That's the concept of docetism, and that, you know, the doctrine of the docetes, that Jesus only appeared to have a physical body, was ultimately of a celestial substance. So he was a hologram, you know, help me, Obi-Wan, you're our only hope. Anyway. That kind of thing. And five, finally, there is no resurrection of the flesh. And, you know, so the ethical standards of the Gnostics were low. So John emphasized the reality of the incarnation and the high ethical standard of the earthly life of Christ. Not only that, but he talks about the distinction between light and darkness. And right from the beginning in the book of 1 John, you read, this is the message we have heard from him, capital H, and announced to you that God is light, capital L. And in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, the Gnostic tradition, the Kabbalistic, Sabbatean, Frankist, Swedenborgian theosophical tradition, then we lie and do not practice the truth. If we say we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. See how it all sort of fits together neatly? So, there's that. I think, you know, again, Oswald Chambers to me is one of my favorites, who puts this all very succinctly. And I'll mention this and we'll go to the phones. January 26th, entry. My utmost for his highest. Look again and consecrate. Look again and consecrate. Quoting Matthew 6:30, if God so clothed the grass of the field, shall he not much more clothe you? And he just starts by saying a simple statement of Jesus is always a puzzle to us if we are not simple. How are we going to be simple with the simplicity of Jesus? By receiving his spirit, recognizing and relying on him, obeying him as he brings the word of God, and life will become amazingly simple. Why is it a puzzle? Because like Oswald Chambers observes, we are not simple. That's why. Sin, basically, hardness of heart. And then, you know, because we have our own greedy, selfish desires, we don't want to let go of that and do what Oswald Chambers is saying here. How? By receiving his spirit, capital H, capital S, recognizing, relying on him, obeying him as he brings the word of God, and life will become amazingly simple. That's how. But we have these greedy, selfish desires, this hard heart, and so we would rather gravitate to the mystical tradition and walk in darkness, as John puts it in 1 John. And, you know, it's, you know, we have choices to make. Choices, choices. Make good choices. So, That is an interesting observation. A simple statement of Jesus is always a puzzle to us if we are not simple. And the January 28th entry of Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, is fantastic too, but I'll save that probably for the top of the second hour. Let's go to the phones and grab Pat in Texas. Pat, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I guess it's so cold in Texas. I think it's a good morning, but it's not like
how I'm cold not, is I'm it in Texas? Texas? You sound muffled, by the way.
I think it's up past freezing now. It okay. used to freeze about 4 times a year. Now it's like every other night.
Muffled.
Yeah. Anyway, well, the earth may be tipping on its axis. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I wanted to say something like, have you ever heard, I don't have the scriptures ready because you guys know what you're going to say, but we don't know what you're going to say until it's too late. Mm-hmm. All right. Because we don't have it all. I'm not good at memorizing where a scripture is, but I can sort of remember that it is, about the fivefold ministry. And some gave him prophets and some teachers and pastors and whatever they are, right? Uh-huh. You know about that?
Yeah.
You do.
I mean, that concept okay. is unpacked in a few different places. Mm-hmm. You know, that well, specifically is Ephesians 4. It's also mentioned, you know, or I would say spoken to in places like 1 Corinthians 13. And other places, but Ephesians 4
too,
specifically.
Do you believe there are prophets that God does show things to?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you take it all with a grain of salt, I guess. But and also, too, it says it has to be proved in the mouth of two or more witnesses, right? Prophecy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I've heard it's prophets, too. And prophets tell people their place in the church. Did you know that?
Well, I didn't. What did you say?
Prophets, or is it apostle? I think it's prophets tell people their church, their place in the church. See, apostle is one who starts churches, okay? He has all the five gifts. All the gifts of spirit, nine gifts, or whatever, apostles do. They can prophesy, they can teach, they can do everything. Okay, well, anyway, I forgot what I was going to say, but nine spirits, there's I wasn't ready because every time I get on the phone, somebody knocks on the door, the phone rings, and somebody's talking. It's not that, it's just the devil does it that way, so that's why I hate to get on the phone. But anyway, there are, well, Jesus, okay, you're talking a while ago about Jesus actually, didn't he eat food before he walked through the wall?
I don't remember. I think so, yeah, but I don't remember. And that was you're talking about after the resurrection, obviously. Yep. Mm-hmm. And Thomas handles him. Yeah. I believe so. We can verify that. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Chose man to make me blue.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast, this Friday, January 28th, 2022. I didn't have time in the break to research exactly what you were talking about. Your point, obviously, I would say, Pat, is so we know that Jesus ate, it's Luke 24 specifically, you know, verse 40 and following. So when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet while they still could not believe. Could not believe it because of their joy and amazement. He said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" So he says that, you know, and John 20, I think, is Thomas, doubting Thomas, handle me, Thomas. So they gave him, back to Luke 24, they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. And your point is, I'm sure if we could, I don't know specifically if he did that before passing through the wall, okay. But, you know, the point is that, what's that? You sound muffled, Pat.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I just following, but, a lot of people spiritualize it. That's not the whole point I wanted to get at. The point I wanted to get at was you appear to me to be somewhere between a pastor and a teacher.
I'm just a guy doing a radio show and trying to point out the distinction between the orthodox biblical truth and the Gnostic heresy that is intended to lead people astray. And this battle, you know, the devil is doing what he does, and people have been encouraged to believe that he doesn't exist, as Charles Baudelaire wrote. So I'm just trying to shine a bright light on that and say, look, here's a battle.
The devil could exist and God doesn't. I mean,
yeah,
crazy.
Doesn't make. Yeah, it is crazy. Absolutely.
But anyway, okay, a prophet, this is the way I've heard it in the past, and you could say, you didn't hear it right, the old person said that. But I just told you what apostles do. They establish churches.
We are at the end of the broadcast, so let's finish that thought on the in the second hour. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.